Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 10th, 2023. And it is time for part two, and it is time for Let's Talk Real Estate with our good friends at Coldwell Banker. We have Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business and Real Estate Professional, with us today. Lindsay, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey, James. Good to be with you again this month.
I appreciate the time, as always. We love talking with you guys. How have things been going over there?
Things are going well. We have an interesting fall market. I'm excited to share with our listeners about what's been going on, and not only in the market, but also just things at Coldwell Banker as well.
I want to dive into that, but before we go too far, Lindsay, just want to ask, how have you been doing? How have you been adjusting to the position and everything? Things going well?
Things are going well. We are continuing to build our team of amazing real estate agents that can, you know, service all the way up to Stevens Point, of course, Wisconsin Rapids, town of Nakusa and Rome, all the way down to Adams Friendship, and really extending all the way through the Wisconsin Dells area. So we're excited for the strength that we have in numbers and our locations in Adams Friendship, Rome, and Wisconsin Rapids. So it's been great to work with all of our agents, bring on new talent, and we're just continuing to learn and grow. I mean, really this constantly changing industry and real estate market that we're having, we're working to stay ahead of it, and that really requires constant learning. And that's one of the things that we really focus on at Coldwell Banker.
Good to hear. We like to check in on our friends, make sure things are going good for you. Nice to know. Yeah, good to hear. And you are so right about this industry. Unlike very few, there are very few industries that are so ever-changing as the real estate industry, which is why it's so vital that you guys join us every month and our listeners get a chance to hear some of these great conversations and some of the insight that you all have. Speaking of that insight, where would you like to start?
Well, I wanted to share with our listeners just about some of the training and learning that we do at Coldwell Banker, I guess, going off of what we were just talking about. I mean, we're constantly doing that at our sales meetings. We have extra training throughout the year and also conventions. We just had a large group of our agents just return from the state convention, the Wisconsin Realtors Association event. And we all have the most recent information, training, insights into the market, really to keep not only our agents, but customers, clients that we serve ahead of the game, right? That's our goal, is to just kind of be on the forefront of what's happening and be in the know. And we're just, you know, working to continue to provide that best customer service that we can each and every day.
And we appreciate that, Lindsay, and it shows with the work and the knowledge that you all have over there. But that learning, that doesn't just stop with the training or anything. You guys also work on learning your area, the Rapids, the Rome, the Adams areas, working on knowing those areas just as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing I'd love to talk about, if we have the time, is just some of the recent town reassessments that we're seeing in our communities. I thought this would be kind of the perfect time to maybe chat and share with our listeners some insight and understanding about the three different values that one house can have. Although, and it seems weird to think that, right, that there's three different numbers that can be associated with one property. And although there's a relation between those different values, they don't always perfectly align, which can be sometimes confusing to the consumer. So I would love to kind of talk more about that.
Yeah, let's dive into that.
Awesome. So the three different real estate values that we have are appraised value, assessed value, and market value. So the first one, appraised value, is the opinion of a qualified appraiser. It's always looking to the past. So you're going off of those sold homes that have happened in the market. And they're also very closely tied with the assessor's value to the different nuts and bolts of what a property really is. So the lot size, the number of bedrooms, the number of bathrooms, the square footage. Those things are really important when an appraiser is looking at the property.
And how much does that play into the next part of this?
Well, like I mentioned, they're related but kind of different. So the assessed value, the one that's changing for some of our neighbors, we have definitely some reassessments going on across our central corridor. So this assessed value is the dollar value assigned to a home for tax purposes, right? So if you're a current homeowner, you actually want this number to be low because that's going to potentially affect your property taxes. But it's going to take account the value of comparable properties, and then also some other factors. But in most cases, the assessed value is calculated as a percentage of the fair market value.
Okay, Lindsay, you understand that better than we do, don't you?
Well, and that was my hope, was to kind of bring some information to the general public about what that it's confusing, but once you really kind of are able to talk it through, I'm happy to answer questions if my description is confusing to you. I'm happy to clarify.
I think the description was good. I think it's still just one of those subjects where people get a little confused by some of the logistics of it and everything, and some of the lingo that's used.
Yep. Yeah. I agree. I agree. Well, the last one to talk about is that market value. So this value is essentially what someone is willing to pay for a property at a given time in the market, you know, what's happening in the current housing industry. And it takes into account a ton of factors, supply, demand, the value of other homes, and even activity level of the season. So that's like the price that would be a potential asking price. And I've had a few customers and clients ask, well, I just got this new tax assessment. Does that mean that, you know, that our potential asking price would be different? And in short, it's not. It's not directly correlated. Another way to think about it is that if the values were directly correlated, that prior to reassessment, we would have had some issues, right? If these assessment values were dated, and they weren't updated recently, they were not in all in line with what the current market was doing, which is, again, our market value, what properties were going for. And then, of course, we need those properties to appraise out if someone was getting financing for that purchase. And so we were seeing that we were actually really far from the assessed value or the tax value of homes in this crazy couple years that the market was on that steep increase of appreciation.
Lindsay, one of the things that I admire a lot in life are the people like Neil deGrasse Tyson or the people that can take these complex situations and explain it to people like me, and I can get it. It's one of the things that made me love talking about JR and explaining. I learned more about real estate than I'll ever know from talking with him every month for years. And I notice it with you, too. You're very good at explaining things so even I can understand them. When it comes to these three things, and I walk in and I want to buy a home or I want to sell a home, how are you breaking these down so that I can get it?
Well, I mean, I will say that this conversation doesn't always come up unless there's questions. But the price that we would most likely be talking about if you were looking to buy or sell a home is the market value, right? It is a seller saying, hey, this is my asking price. This is what I would like to get for my home. And then you as the buyer is figuring out, you know, does that work for you? Does that make sense in what this market is holding? Is it priced too high? Is it priced too low? Which means that it probably is going to fly off the shelf if it's priced too low. But that conversation can be when a financed offer comes across the table, with a lender is always going to require an appraisal on the property. They are, you know, giving you money to purchase the home, right? So they want to make sure that in their eyes, their number, that lender number, which is the appraised value, that they, if worst comes to worst, someone were to default on that loan and not be able to pay it, that they would actually be able to get their investment back by reclaiming the property, and they would have the value in the property for what they lended out.
They're
looking to protect themselves in that way.
Yeah. And it's such a, with what we touched on early on, with this being an ever-changing market, understanding these three different values are key to either buying or selling your home.
Definitely, for sure. Yep.
Again, speaking with Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business and Development Real Estate Professional with Coldwell Banker. Lindsay, we're going to move on again to another topic I see.
Yeah, I wanted to, as real estate professionals, our clients, our colleagues, even casual acquaintances in our life, they're always looking to us for the latest information, the best advice about home purchases, sales, the market. And so I've just gathered together some local information about the market conditions for us to talk about. And I'd love to kind of dive into our three main markets of Wisconsin Rapids, Rome, and Adams Friendship about what's happening and what's available and the numbers associated.
Oh, it's a really good idea. I'm looking forward to this.
Awesome. Well, let's start with Wisconsin Rapids. Right now, we currently have 29 active listings in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area. An interesting thing to note is that 6 of those 29 have had recent price reductions. And me being in the industry and everything that we've experienced, you know, you have to chuckle a little bit because a price reduction, what's that?
Yeah.
we haven't been reducing prices in quite some time because the market was on such a rise. Sellers were getting what they were asking for their properties and sometimes excessively over that. And so what we can glean from that is that some homes are sitting on the market longer. And we are seeing that the excessive bidding wars have subsided a little bit. With the caveat, depending on the type of property, there are some properties that still are low in inventory and creating high demand.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting, though. The industry in itself just fascinates me. And I'm an outsider looking in at a lot of this. But that part of it has just been very interesting to me. I'm glad you got a chance to touch on that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and this, the active inventory that we have with the 29 listings right now in Wisconsin Rapids is very similar to the number that we had available last month. So, you know, we're at a steady pace, which is interesting to see. We also have a lot of things going on. We have 53 properties in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area that are under contract. The average days on market is 38 days. So this is a little bit, like I just mentioned, this is a little bit longer than we have been experiencing. So we're seeing, okay, properties are, you know, sitting just a little bit longer. We're seeing some times where, ooh, we maybe missed the mark. Let's revise that asking price just a little bit to maybe gain some more traction or more eyeballs on the property to get this sold for you, Mr. Seller. And so it's interesting kind of see that happening.
The average sold price is year to date has changed a little bit too, it looks like.
It has, yeah. So in Wisconsin Rapids, year to date is just under $200,000. We're at $195,000, which that has been steadily, slowly on the appreciation. And we still have over 100%, 101% for list to sales price ratio, meaning that we're still seeing sellers being able to sell at or slightly above their asking price. So that's wonderful to see that we're still seeing that strong market happening.
And again, a layman here looking at this, but it almost feels like where the market is right now, it's pretty good for buyers and sellers. Like there's some advantages for both parties here.
Absolutely. There's opportunity for both. It's still a great time to sell because those prices are up. They haven't dropped. They are still on the increase. We're not seeing the really steep hill that we were seeing on those values increasing, but we're still seeing a slight increase in value. And then also for buyers, to the point of even some price reductions, we're seeing some sellers maybe having to be brought down to reality of what the property may be worth and some opportunity there for buyers as well. Just even having a little bit more time on market allows those buyers to maybe consider, you know, see this house on Tuesday and see another house on Thursday, but still be able to go back and maybe have a conversation and write an offer on that property on Tuesday. That wasn't always the case in our market in the past couple of years. It was like, if you don't write now, you might not have an opportunity to be a part of that.
Yeah. We move on to the Rome area.
Yeah. So in Rome, we have 15 active listings. And then just being consistent with the information that I'm sharing across the markets, we have 3 of those with recent price reduction. Hmm. So it's not a pocket of Wisconsin Rapids that is seeing that. We are also seeing it in Rome as well as Adams, which we'll get to. 6 properties with an accepted offer. You know, these numbers, obviously, Rome is a very small pocket of homes. So, of course, the numbers vary just because of the actual, you know, acreage or size
yeah.
of the town.
Mm-hmm.
And then the inventory, too, is a little bit tighter in Rome. But our average days on market is 42 days. And then our average sold price in the town of Rome year to date is $381,000. So that has consistently increased, just like Wisconsin Rapids. And we're still getting at or slightly above a list price, which is 101 list to sales price ratio.
Hmm. Seeing some consistency in the market, even mm-hmm. with the change in zip codes.
Yes, absolutely. Hmm. Absolutely. Yep, you're seeing what I'm seeing.
Yeah. And is that trend going to continue into Adams here?
It does. It does. Hmm. So we have 15 active listings in the Adams Friendship area, 3 with price reductions. So meaning that we're sitting, we need to maybe adjust that price to increase interest and exposure. And then we have 15 properties with an accepted offer. As we go through the communities, the days on market kind of increase a little bit. We have 83 days on average for our days on market in the Adams Friendship area. So they're sitting a little bit longer than Rome and Rapids in general. And then our average sold price year to date is just over $207,000. And they are selling just below asking at 98%. So on average, they're, you know, still very close to that asking price, but just below.
It's a really...
We're continuing... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say we're just continuing to see appreciation across really that whole central corridor of the state with all of the communities as
well. I really wanted to touch on that. I find that really encouraging. That's a very encouraging thing going into the different seasons here and how much that can affect things. That's interesting.
Yeah, the fall market definitely has been interesting. You know, it feels like the market is stabilizing with prices and demand. Like I mentioned, we're not having as many excessive bidding wars. We're seeing some properties having to do the price reduction. So we're seeing just not as much competitive nature in our market. Some of that can be from the interest rates, of course, have been up a little bit. But with overall, we're just stabilizing a little bit. And like I said before, there are still some types of properties that are in high demand and are going quickly and for top dollar. So I don't want people to think that, you know, completely take your foot off the gas. You know, as a buyer entering the market, they really should be working with their real estate professional and their lender to get any financing details in order, just making sure they're ready to take action on a property that they wish to purchase. You know, our agents would love to offer their expert guidance to help any customer or client take those next steps in the journey of homeownership, for sure.
You know, one of the things we always like to mention is if you are somebody in that position, reach out to Lindsay, reach out to her team. It can't hurt to talk. It can't hurt to find out what you guys can, you know, offer, what you guys can share insight-wise to be able to help really make this sale. I think that in this day and age, and you and I have talked about this before, Lindsay, a little bit already, that we have a lot of people, the DIY generations, the DIY time, you know, look it up on YouTube and I can make my own porch. I can make my own table, you know, and that kind of thing. And a lot of that is great. We encourage people to, you know, do some of these creative, fun things. There's that. And then there's a real estate agent. That's a whole different ball game. game, everybody. Lindsay and her team, as you know from our conversations, including this one, this is an ever-changing market. And even when you're in the industry, you have to work to keep up on that information, let alone somebody who is just, you know what, I want to sell my house, and I'm going to go ahead and try and do it. There's so many layers to this conversation, to this particular topic.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, James. I mean, I think to your point, knowing the market as well as that we do at Coldwell Banker, we live and breathe it every day. We're talking about it every day. We're experiencing it every day alongside our customers and clients. So we are definitely in the know about what's happening and how to be ready to, attack the market and help our customers the best way that we can. In addition to that, if you're looking to sell, not only are we talking about pricing it right for what the market conditions allow for to, you know, potentially get the most that bang for your buck or the most money out of your property, but at Coldwell Banker, we also offer full service marketing plans. So our goal is to make sure that we maximize the number of eyeballs that are seeing your property, whether it's online, print advertising, even here in the radio, right? Like making sure that we are using all of those platforms to get the word out about your property. The more people that see about it, know about it, inquire about it, and hopefully come to see the property in person, can only increase the chances that you can get what you're asking for as far mm-hmm. as asking price. So that would be our goal for sure.
Look, if you have an audition coming up and you're not sure what monologue to do, I can help you with that. But if you're trying to sell your house or buy a house or something, I'm not the guy. You got to go to people that know what they're talking about. It's more and more important, I think, going forward that we start doing that more again. I don't know why we got away from it so much, you know, where everybody thinks they're a doctor or some of these things. Now, if you're trying to sell or buy a house, go to real estate people. And if I can add just one other thing to everything you've mentioned today, Lindsay, the team of Coldwell Banker, it's not just that they're the smartest in the industry, that they know the best, that they have the best integrity in the industry, that this community has seen that, they've earned that. And you're in an industry that you are made on your name and your reputation. And if they did not have a good name or reputation, they wouldn't be around, period. Not to be blunt, but you guys wouldn't be. But it's also mm-hmm. something that has always been noteworthy to me, going from every person we've talked to from that your great team over there. These are locals. These are people that are living, they're helping you find homes, oftentimes in zip codes that they live in or near them or something. They're looking to help you out because they're looking to make new neighbors. They're looking to help with their community. They're a part of the community. So you're not just working with an industry that is top notch and knows what they're doing. You're working with locals.
Mm-hmm. No, that's an amazing point for sure. We live, we play, we work all in the same communities. You know, the people that that are our customers, our clients, are also friends and acquaintances from, you know, whatever you're interested in. Or, you know, for instance, my kid loves soccer. So, you know, part of the soccer team, all of that goes into account of that. We want you to, you know, get the best deal. What's best for your family? How can we? It really is an avenue of just the best customer service that we can provide to you. And our goal is to make customers really for a lifetime, that people look back on the experience working with our agents to say, wow, like sometimes buying and selling a house is stressful, but they made it as easy as they could. And if I do that again, I definitely want to work with that team again. And that is something that we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business and Real Estate Professional with Coldwell Banker. Lindsay, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you. If people want to have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
So the number at Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors in Wisconsin Rapids is 715-424-4800. Just a reminder that we do have locations in the town of Rome and in Adams Friendship. And if you're looking to sell, please don't hesitate to call. We would love to come visit your property and assist with a free market analysis to find out what your home is worth in this current ever-changing market. Thanks so much for having me, James.
It's always good talking to you. We'll talk again next month. You take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.